My name is Brian Pillman Jr., and you are watching The Four Corners.
Come on. You just found the left!
Yeah.
Hey, yo, it's my life, my time, my rights, my rhymes, my grind, my struggle, hustle, sweat, and my blood, too. A predator smells fear, not a lot, my competitors flex.
Sean Smith.
Ding dong. Hello.
Well, at least Bert's back. Yes. We're on 100, guys. 100.
Yeah, it's crazy.
100. And what a better way to kick it off than me being sad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm still wearing the hat to represent.
How's the Cancun Club.
I don't want to be here. We could have been the
Super Bowl. Listen, we've been leading the Cancun Club.
So. Can you imagine the show if they won? All right. I wouldn't even been here. I would still be
partying.
Oh yeah, I would have been crazy. But listen, Wrestling Talk episode 100. I'm Fonz. This is Mike. This is Albert. Yeah, congratulations on 100. Listen, no, in all seriousness, I'm very happy we're at 100 episodes, and I'm very grateful to have you guys here. I'm grateful that Albert's back. He's been out of here for a while. We're back and running here, all three of us.
Yeah, I've been gone for so long that StreamYard logged me out.
Well, you're back, so that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
So Charles A. Stoner says, "Hey guys, hello, Mr. Charles Stone.
Hello,
Dad. Listen, not that you're here. I'm sad that the Ravens lost. That's why I'm still wearing that. I represent Protect the Flock here. Sean Smith calls the game. Chris Rigay says, "Hi guys. Size menu is chicken, cauliflower, broccoli, and squash.
Nice.
I like that. Maria Donor says, "Welcome back to all four of you. To all four of you. Happy New Year. Four." Well, no, I guess they can mix. No, the Ravens get this. That's Sean Smith and Patrick Mahomes. Enough of him, too. Thank you for this. 100, too. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit sad about it, though.
Did you see Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift kissed after the game? Did you see that? Did you see it?
I make this bet right now that he's going to propose to her at the Super Bowl.
Well, supposedly they've been together for like over a year now.
No, yeah, okay. It's all for sure. We're going to propose. It's going to be either a couple things. She either announced a new album, going to propose, or that she's pregnant. It's going to be one of those things. That's my reckless speculation. Do we have reckless speculation music?
We do have reckless. I mean, this is pro wrestling. Of course, we have reckless speculation.
Albert, I need you to do for me, make a reckless speculation sound at some point for anything that we can do, because we'll probably have some reckless speculation later on in the show, and now we're going to get to that, too.
Speaking of which, funds. Speaking of a list that has been made.
Yes.
Now that Bert's here, don't we have a list to read tonight?
I gotta log back into that. We'll do that at the end of the show, and that is the classic bonk list. I gotta find it. It's somewhere on here. I think I have the old spreadsheet for it. The bonk list. Remember that, guys? We gotta bonk list of what happened. Nothing happened in 2024 so far. So far, so good. Maybe Michael have to put it on in the Royal Rumble. So what are we gonna talk about?
I'm Fonz, after the Rumble, I'm pretty sure Mike is on that list.
So we got a couple things quickly. The Golden Swap. We had a Golden Swap that happened right before on the Friday night SmackDown.
Yes.
Talk about the Royal Rumble and then some things going on in the road to WrestleMania that includes something that we probably weren't going to talk about, but we have to because it is a big part of wrestling, too.
We are legally obligated.
We probably should talk about it. So without further ado.
Yes.
Guys, what is Golden Swap? Golden Swap has been a title change. I was on free TV. It was Raw, SmackDown, CBS.
God, I missed that Travis description.
Running the ball 8 times.
The NFL might not have a title change this year.
You have literally the top rushing offense.
No, it will be a title change because
George Kittle.
The Rams won last year.
The Rams, the Chiefs won last year.
Wait, what?
The Chiefs never won in our personal record book, by the way, too. I love when Mahomes said we've been under.
Am I really a Super Bowl behind?
Yeah. I love when Mahomes says that the underdogs have been like this their whole season, whatever, too. Yeah, because 6 conference championships.
That's right.
4 Super Bowl appearances, 2 wins, maybe a third. Yep. That's an underdog. Yeah, I'm sure the Jets would love to be that as an underdog. They would kill for they'd kill for a playoff win.
You know who would kill for a playoff win?
Every
Dallas
other
Cowboys.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not the route I thought you were taking.
Someone said to me that Lamar Jackson's Dak Prescott in the playoff version of Dak Prescott. That made no sense whatsoever.
Prescott's the playoff version of Dak.
Yeah, I don't understand that. So it's not. I don't want to hear it, though. But I'll take the L, too. Golden Swap.
Yes.
The Kabuki Warriors, Mike's favorite wrestling title belt, the women's tag team.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Change too. The Kabuki Warriors won the championship on Friday, and I got some stats for you guys as per usual. Here's some of the stats. Defeated Katana, Chance, and Kane Carter to win the titles in the 26th episode of SmackDown. Chance and Carter end their reign at 39 days. 39 days. This is the Kabuki Warriors' second reign together. Asuka's fourth overall, and this is Sane's second. So both times she's won it, it was with the Kabuki Warriors. Now the Warriors are second all time with 182 days reign and counting as champions, second all time. The first one, can you guys guess who the leader is for all time? They had 215 days. So they have potential to take it with this reign, potentially. You guys have any idea who the number one would be? You guys want a hint?
Yeah.
One of them is our favorite wrestler that is back, and we wish she wasn't back. Like, left a little bit, came back. You know, like, why is she here?
Oh.
Is it?
Is it Nia Jax?
Yes, Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler have the most reigns in 215 days. Yeah. Yeah. So, question I ask, do the Kabuki Warriors, do they overtake that reign with this one? Or do you think it'll be another swap? Do you think this is like a legit, like we say it every time, do you think this is a legit?
I mean, we finally have a string of champions that are legit tag teams.
You know, Chance and Carter are a legit tag team. It just sucks that it was a 40-day reign, you know?
Yeah.
They're a legit tag team.
Absolutely. I think at this point the Kabuki Warriors are going to – they didn't bring Kairi Sane back for no reason, so I'm going to trust that this is going to break the record.
I trust Papa H. I trust him. Maybe a little too much. I don't know.
I do like how they're introducing him by his real name now.
It's so weird. That's not, I thought his real name was Hunter. What are you talking about? I know. It's not Hunter Hearst Helmsley. Yeah, I thought it was his real name. Are you serious? That's his real name is Paul Levesque?
Yeah. Paul Levesque.
Ugh, so weird. Now my kids are going to be like, who's Paul Levesque? I'm like, you have no idea. I'm like, you have no idea. the long hair Triple H reign.
Sit down on that couch and let me show you a thing.
The reign of terror. But I will not show you the Booker T Triple H.
No. We're going to skip various points of his career.
We'll skip the reign.
Well, we will definitely show the Spinneroonie.
We will show that. Yes. We will also not show Scott Stein and Triple H feud because that was a doozy of a feud. Remember that happened too? That was a long time ago.
And depending on their age, I wouldn't show them either iteration of DX.
Well, I wouldn't even show them. Well, I wouldn't show them Katie Vick. That's out of the question. So Charles says we're going to hold on to the belt. I think they'll have a nice long reign because I mean Asuka is one of the better women's wrestlers. And Kairi Sane, like Mike said, they brought her, didn't bring her back just to play hot potato with a belt too. And they are a good tag team together though, and that's something really stable women's tag teams, right? So we'll see. That's the only golden slot, Mike. Right? No TNT champion.
Yeah. Nope. No TNT. No.
You sure? You lying to me?
I'm pretty sure. Christian Cage remains your TNT champion.
Wait, he's champion?
Yep.
Okay, we talked about this last week too. Royal Rumble review. So a couple of things with the Royal Rumble too. Overall, the Women's Royal Rumble, I think, was the best match of the night, I would say. It's the better one in my
opinion. Yeah.
Other ones were okay, but I think the women's one was it's a weird order because you would think like the first match would be like, leading up to the second, but I think it was kind of like reversed in my opinion. Like the first match was like great, and then it kind of slowly, went in my opinion though too. So
yeah.
My little thing. We'll go to the first match, the Women's Royal Rumble. Bayley last eliminated, Mike's favorite, Liv Morgan. Now, before we do, I also have some stats. I told Mike last week I had some stats I'm gonna have. So I have some stats here. First, we'll do the surprise entrance. Here, the surprise entrance that I put on here is probably definitely one. But here are the ones that I have on here. Naomi, which that was very good at number two. Jordynne Grace. We'll talk about all the ones in a second. Which one shocked you the most? I put Roxanne Perez in there. I know I put NXT call-ups or NXT people as surprised. No. Jade Cargill. Mike, we talked about it potentially, but we thought maybe not, maybe they want to wait for it. Tiffany Stratton, which, Mike, I think we said there's a possibility she would.
Yeah, I think we definitely threw Stratton out as an option.
I think out of all these lists, we said Roxanne and Tiffany would definitely probably be like surprises.
Yeah.
And lastly, Liv Morgan. I put that because she came back from injury too. Quick stats on here. The longest person in the match was Bayley at 1 hour, 3 minutes, and 3 seconds. Shortest reign, Valhalla, 5 seconds.
Yep.
Tying Chelsea Green.
Yeah, it's tying. That's true. Most eliminations. Nia Jax with 8. Yeah, right. And the longest time, and I like this random stat, longest time with no eliminations. I have a Nia with 23 minutes and 27 seconds, which is usually there would be more. Wow. There's always one that has like over 30 minutes that's like no elimination. But that was interesting though. So first part, out of those surprise entries, which was the one that like was like did not see that at all? Like, what's one that you're like?
Jordan Grace.
Yeah. Especially with the acknowledgement of the TNA Women's Knockout Champion.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm happy that Endeavor does not have the same banned word list that we are used to.
Yeah, it's weird. I think Triple H is also kind of a part of it. Like, he's acknowledging like other companies as well too, which is what we've been saying for a while. It's like there's other companies that exist.
Bonds, Mike, is it time?
Oh, it's the door.
Can we open the door?
You can turn the knob and let it crack a little bit. Don't open it yet. Just let it open.
But I saw a Instagram post from a random wrestling thing, and it was like Worlds Collide, and it's like the song, you know, the song Worlds Collide from the SmackDown versus Raw games, and it's like the match card of like Impact versus or TNA.
Oh,
WWE. And someone said, "Paul, please make this happen." I'm like, Josh Alexander versus Seth Rollins would be actually a very good match. Moose versus Bobby Lashley, yeah, that'd be very, very, or actually Gunther versus Moose.
Ooh.
He would be a very, very good one too. I think, yeah, Jordan Grace, I know they did this with Mickey James, if I'm not mistaken, what, 2-3 years ago?
No. Yeah. Well, they acknowledged that she was the knockout.
Yeah.
Or like they acknowledged she had a championship, but they didn't acknowledge what the championship was.
Yeah, but it's true because she had the belt, but they didn't acknowledge what company. They just said, champion, like a current champion. I'm like, But that was also pre-announced. So we were wondering, like, how's that going to work? This one was like shock. And it's weird for me. The crowd reaction wasn't as much of a pop as I thought it was going to be. Maybe it's because TNA, they don't really, it's not as popular, say, as other brands. So like compared to the other ones, like I was a little bit shocked. I would think at least with the Rumble, the hardcore fans would be like, oh crap, Jordan Grace is here. Like,
by the way, can I just say, I was not expecting that type of muscle.
No, she's ripped. Like she's.
Oh
like,
my God.
I think
she, the amount of times we've talked about her, I've never known what she looked like. So I'm just picturing the typical WWE star.
Nope.
I think she kind of used to be like that, but I think she went to the more of the bodybuilding route too, Mike, right? Like she was doing like competitive bodybuilding.
So she wanted to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And so she then started lifting and lost the weight. And then, got into the bodybuilding thing. And now she's Jordan Grace.
And she looked good in the ring too.
Yeah. She's very good. She's excellent.
She actually didn't have any eliminations and had like a solid length in the Rumble too, but still like that's pretty cool to see that. Now I don't know what her contract status is, and I doubt this means she's going to WWE, but like
I believe she just renewed it she went away from wrestling for a while. I think she just signed a new deal like mid to late last year. So
there's literally nothing wrong with having cross promotion like that, even if you're not going to do a WWE, like, hey, listen, there's nothing wrong with a little friendly competition. I think this is you'll see this more than like say an AEW person go to WWE, unless it's like free agency or whatever too. Like this was really cool. And the Naomi one, is Naomi's contract up completely?
Naomi is back.
Naomi's back.
That's why they called her Naomi.
That's also true too. I was thinking like, oh, like, so,
because then they posted how on her last night in TNA, a bunch of people gave her like cakes and stuff.
Yeah.
Thanking her for her time in the company.
And I like how Michael Cole acknowledged, like she former champion, like she deserved return. Yeah. Like they didn't like kind of like roll away with like, you know what I mean? Just like what happened.
They didn't gloss over what she had done outside of the company.
That's right. And also like how she left too. You know what I mean? Right. Like as like stepping away from the company. Like I'm like, that's good that they're like, I'm happy to see this era because like it's true now. This is like a true Triple H run. Like they're acknowledging past things that happened. Not too much, but like a little bit where I'm like, all right, this is what happened. We acknowledge
it. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
Cough, like, everybody knows. Let's just say it
cough,
and get it over.
Cough.
And this is I've seen Jordan Grace in person. She definitely ripped. Yeah. The crowd was kind of dead for that moment. Some other ones too. Jade Cargill, that was a pop too. That was a good debut for her. Actually, kind of worked for her in the Rumble. We got the stare down. We got that happening too. Also, Jordan Grace versus Rhea Ripley. I would pay to watch that match too.
Yep,
that would also be a very good match. Thank you. Brian. Good evening, by the way. The Women's Rumble got my vote too. But overall, so Bayley winning. Did we predict that, Mike? I think we both said Bayley.
I believe we both said our top choice was Bama.
So I think that's you figured out of the other ones too. I mean, that's the likely one I would have said made sense, right? And she's now challenging, I believe, Rhea Ripley. She's challenging Rhea for the title.
Currently, I think that's going to change.
You think it's set in stone? She did quote tweet or quote X, whatever you call it. She's coming after Rhea Ripley, so I don't know. Do you think it's official?
I think she's saying that now, and then I think she's going to change eventually. I think because the thing is people cheered her.
That's what it is. Winning. People were happy about that,
which she acknowledged in the press conference.
Yeah, I don't like.
I think she's going to turn face.
I like those post press conferences too.
It's great. They look and better. I like how they're honest.
Yeah,
they're like outside of the character.
They were good for AEW for a little bit, then they got way too scripted, and WWE actually makes it better. For some reason, WWE makes it better, right? I don't want the AEW fans to come after me. They're going to come after me regardless.
They come after you.
Hushi. I'm so mad about that. That still bothers me. That's still actually joke. Hushi. I think about that once in a while. It does kind of bother me. So Liv Morgan, though, I didn't think she'd be in the final two. I didn't think she'd be last. I thought with the way WWE's been treating, I didn't think it would be the way. I'm glad it was, though.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised to see her, given what happened in good old Sunshine State.
What was the final? I'm gonna double. Let me see who the final four was. I want to see, because usually I always feel like the final four is always like something that people like kind of look into. Like, oh, interesting. This was the final four. Where is it? Look at 2024.
It was Bayley. It was Liv. It was
Jade. Cargill. Who was the other one? Was it Bianca?
No, I think Bianca got dumped out.
Bianca was it was season order and see so the
was it
no the final four, no Tiffany Stratton, Jade Cargill, Liv Morgan, and Bayley. That was the final four. Interesting. Okay. Final four. One from Raw, one from SmackDown, one affiliated, and one NXT. Interesting. I always kind of look at that because it's like you always want to make sure like who's the final four, because you kind of see like the final two is like one's winning and one's like definitely next in line. And like the two before that, it's like future potentially down the line. So I think they see something in Stratton for her to be at number 29 and to be in the final four, you know?
Yes.
I always look at the first three eliminated: Indy Hartwell, Candice LeRae, and Natalya.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of expect that too. Indy Hartwell, 3 minutes, by the way, too. Yes, Jordynne Grace had 19 minutes in the Rumble, too.
Nice. That's. I mean, for someone that's outside the company, that's a solid.
Because I was like, wasn't it Bianca Belair? Like Bianca was like right in the round. It was like the same kind of time, a few seconds off here and there, too. But technically speaking, I know Wikipedia, you trust it. The Wikipedia one technically says Stratton, Cargill, Morgan, and Bayley was like the four that were in there, too. But overall, women's one. Early to say now, we can go to the men's one next. I think that was the better one, in my opinion, right now.
Yeah.
The next one, Undisputed WWE Championship. Roman Reigns defeated LA Knight, Randy Orton, AJ Styles. This, I will say, though.
No.
No? What do you mean?
The Bloodline defeated LA Knight.
Yeah, well, technically.
Randy Orton.
There were so many good moments in this match. There were so many good moments. And finish after finish. It was such a good one. I thought LA Knight was gonna be. Whoever pinned last and Solo pulled out the referee. I was like, was it Styles or Knight? Somebody. I was like,
it was Knight. I think.
Yes. And then I think at this point it's getting kind of annoying because Reigns has been champion for so long, and you're still gonna rely on Solo to pull out the referee and whatnot too. You could do the antics in the beginning of the match and whatever too, but to pull out the referee, that's like early heel champion.
How many times do we have to do this?
That's the thing. It's getting repetitive. You know, it's not like it's been. That's all. This is perfect from Brian. How many times do we have to do this finish? It's like it took away from the match, because I think it was a really, really good match up until the last few minutes, I would say. I was really kind of upset by that. You know, am I wrong? Maybe. I don't know. Am I not acknowledging the tribal chief? I don't know. You know,
we do not acknowledge the tribal chief here.
I think I have an idea of where this is going.
Oh.
He has to finish the story.
He does.
But what happened to our Roman Reigns Gunther at SummerSlam, Mike?
No, I think it might be Roman Rock.
Where was the Rock? Huh, Mike? You thought the Rock was going to
come.
I was hoping the Rock was going to show up, but he didn't.
I figured he would be in the match, but no.
I guess he didn't smell what he was cooking.
No.
He was too busy signing.
No, I think there is a friend of Cody who has issues with the bloodline. Who could take out Solo at WrestleMania and help Cody finish the story?
Oh,
Ted DiBiase.
No, but right stable.
Orton. Randall.
Randall.
Randall. What is it, Matt Riddle?
Randy.
No.
The right, he really did give us the biggest tease in death. Like, I was like, wait, I thought when he said, you know, the bar is nice, but I want to sit at the head of the table. And I'm like, oh. By the way, the TikTok compilation of streamers reacting to that line is just great. It just got better and better and better than them reacting to it. Thomas, your comment about the Rumble, too. I want to get to that when we get to the men's one in a second, too. But everyone did look good in that match, though. Like, you know, Styles looked great. Randy did. LA Knight did, too. Like, they all look great. I just just hated how it ended, though, too. I mean, are we going to, like, this Knight and Styles aren't going to be in the title picture now, right?
Up until they're going to feud with each other.
They're going to feud, but it just looks like it. You said it, too, Mike, and now I kind of see it more and more. It's not over for Randy, though. He's got to come back for this.
I think he'll
probably Chamber, right? Or what's the next pay-per-view? Is it Chamber the next
Chamber?
One?
It's Chamber in
Australia.
In Australia. Yeah. Supposedly, the Chambers are going to be, from what I understand, the Chambers are going to be who faces Rhea at Mania.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the rumor, because Bayley, I think the consensus is Bayley's going to end up changing.
Okay, yeah.
And turning on Io.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And who faces Seth?
And we still don't know about the Seth thing, too, because there could be a chance. There could be a chance of a setback with the injury. He cannot, you know.
Well, I think that's why it's who faces Seth, is because they won't have Seth wrestle at Chamber.
I mean, I can't wait till the Chamber. I want to ask you, do you guys like that the Chamber matches are for the number one contendership? Like, I miss when they were just for the title.
I miss when they're for the title.
I missed it when it wasn't the pay-per-view before WrestleMania. You know what I mean? Like, I also missed when it was just called Elimination Chamber. Like, they were just used at random pay-per-views. So you're getting close. No more TLC, no more Extreme Rules. You guys are getting very close.
Good Lord.
Just get to the Chamber.
Oh, yeah. You didn't hear
about this? Well, I mean, it's in Australia. What do you expect?
I mean, I figured as much, but
The panel starts at 4:30.
That's like when the NFL is on at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
The U.S. title was defended in the Chamber, too. That's another thing, too. The tag title was a weird era, too. That was a weird era in WWE. That really was. And we'll get to the Punk injury in just a second, too. Well, I mean, we could tie into the next one, the United States Championship. Speaking of the U.S. title, Logan Paul defeated Kevin Owens via disqualification.
Yep. Great.
Talk about someone who has to finish the story.
This is when like that Solo moment thing, that's when the pay-per-view started like going like, oh, really? Because I'm like, this is before the U.S. title match. Like, I was like, this is what's going to be. I will say Logan does look good in the ring with his athletic moves or whatever, but like, I don't, to be the not defending the pay-per-view, not being on the show as much, and then to have the DQ finish, like, is Kevin Owens has got to win the title, right? Are they going to give it to somebody else? Like, I don't know what they're going to. He's going to get one more match at least at Chamber, right? You think they're going to get a rematch at Chamber?
I don't know.
Yes, Brian.
It's shenanigans and whatever. Too.
I've heard who's gonna face him at Mania.
Is it JD McDonagh? I don't know why I just made that name. Who is it? I mean,
and win.
That's perfect. Then that's fine. If that's we gotta wait till Mania for him. He's gonna be at Chamber though, right? Is he gonna bring him to Chamber?
Logan? I don't know. It's in Australia. I don't know if they're gonna bring him overseas.
They're gonna defend the IC title too.
They brought him to Saudi. That's where he won it.
That's Saudi.
Yeah, but that's big money over there. Or Australia gonna do the big money? You know.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Also, it's like, it's tough in storyline for Kevin Owens to say he has grounds, because he did use the knuckles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, maybe he,
I'd love him to get a rematch, but I don't know if they're going to have him get.
I think Kevin Owens as U.S. champion was great. Remember his face of USA run with the suit and everything. That was a fun era of the U.S. title. So I just didn't like the ending of this match. The match was okay. It just was like, I just didn't like
it was a very like random end.
It seemed like a Raw or SmackDown ending.
Yeah.
Into a match. Like, I'll accept that on a free TV show. Golden Swap. What is Golden Swap? But like this, it's just for this, it was like a pay per view. Like, I didn't really, I wasn't for it, you know?
Yeah.
All right, lastly, the men's Royal Rumble. He finished the story. Cody Rhodes eliminated CM Punk. Now, like for the women, I have the stats and surprise entrance. So here's the surprise entrance that I have on here.
Okay.
Andrade.
Yes.
Where the hell did that come from? NXT guys I count to, so Carmelo Hayes and Bron Breakker. We kind of
expected. Well, Hayes is now
on SmackDown.
But... I saw, yeah, I know, but it's saying he's still under the NXT division. So I'm like, I put that as like a quote. So
No. I mean, I think it makes sense.
Well, we kind of expected Breakker to be a surprise, right? Yeah. We did it last week, Mike. We were talking about it. Omos. Oh, he's back. He's
back.
At McAfee.
That was funny.
Ricochet, I mean, if that's a surprise, I guess, because I kind of, we weren't sure, right? We weren't sure if he'd been around. And, well, this one, Sami Zayn, because he's been out for a while. So that was a good number 30. I wasn't.
Yeah, I did like that.
At first, I was like, but then I'm like, no, he's been out for a while. That's a good. It was a good number 30, you know? Everyone wanted MJF, obviously, but this was a good number 32. And here's the stats. Longest time in the match, Jey Uso, 50 minutes and 55 seconds. Shortest time, JD McDonough, 3 seconds. Good job.
That does not break Santino's record, does it?
I know. No. Santino's is like 1 point something, I believe. Yeah. Something like that. Most eliminations, we have a tie here. Do you guys know who the tie would be? Do you guys have any idea?
I want to say Breakker is one.
Breakker's one. Breakker's one. Who's the other?
Gunther? No.
Mm-mm.
Jay?
Jimmy?
No. Kobe Rhodes. Kobe Rhodes at 4.
Kobe Rhodes?
Yeah, Bron Breakker. Bron and Cody at 4 apiece. And the longest time with no eliminations, this was kind of a shocker. I want to double check on here. Jey Uso with 0. The 55.
He had none.
I had a double. I wanted to look. I was like, wait a second. Yeah. Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. I meant Jimmy Uso. I put the wrong twin on there, too. So most without an elimination. Let me clarify that one. Longest time without an elimination on here is... Jimmy Uso. Sorry. Jimmy Uso at 34 seconds and 34 minutes and 9 seconds. So that's what I meant. I meant with Jimmy Uso. They're twins. I'm sorry. So
that was, that was a cool way to kick the match off.
That was a good way to start. I didn't expect them to do that. You know what I mean? It was like one of those ones that you forget to think about. I'm like, interesting. Jay had one too, by the way, for obvious reasons too. Okay. He had one, but so out of the surprising ones, what was the surprise entry that you didn't expect? I think I put Andrade because I did not.
Probably Andrade. I knew that his contract was up. I didn't think he'd be in WWE this soon.
I thought he would eventually. I thought post Mania.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it'd be like a post Mania, like open challenge or something like that. So.
Right. Monday after.
And you always get Mania. The one commentary. The Pat McAfee one, you know, imagine he didn't. I don't even think he left.
That was fantastic.
That was funny. I like that.
Was Kofi's
elimination? How big was that thing?
Was this an accident?
I don't know. I couldn't tell.
I think it was a genuine elimination.
I think because last year's was an accident, right?
The past 2 years has been an accident.
Yeah, like last year they played it into it like it's still a callback to like, you know, accident, quote unquote, too. And well, there's no way he loses.
There's no way he loses twice, right?
I don't think so. Yeah, Carlito, McIntyre. McIntyre looked good here too. Breakker was a solid replacement option. Who was he? Who's he replacing? Did he replace somebody? I think I don't know. Time for Bron. I think this is kind of a start. I think Mike, we talked about this last week. Like Breakker's going to be on the main roster soon. I think we said like Rumble will be like his first like real time action on the main roster, and then I think in a couple weeks we'll see him on there too. The final four for the men. I'll put the final four here.
Oh,
what was the
Bron replaced Brock?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it was because we said Brock was going to be in it, right? Like we thought.
Yeah.
And then the thing happened.
Well, that's well, okay. The thing happened. Yeah, I heard it. Yeah,
I didn't even realize how deep Brock was a part of the thing.
And I forgot Brock was involved in it until you just mentioned it, and I heard about it, and then I'm like, why did he replace Brock? And then I'm like, oh, okay. Hello, Dan. I was like, you replaced Brock. I'm like, oh, that's right, Brock. We'll get to that in a second too. But yeah, we'll get the final four. By the way, Interesting final four here. It was a Drew McIntyre, Gunther, Punk, and Cody Rhodes. This was a pretty good final. I also just realized here, not as many SmackDown guys as I thought. One, two, three, four, five. I'm not counting Carmelo Hayes yet. One, two, four, five, six, seven. Seven SmackDown guys were on.
You had like all of SmackDown fighting before the Rumble match.
Because I'm looking at the order of the elimination: Grayson Waller, Santos Escobar, Carlito, Karrion Kross, Bobby Lashley, Carmelo Hayes, Austin Theory, and then unaffiliated Raw, SmackDown, and then the rest were Raw and NXT and Omos because he's unaffiliated with a brand. That's weird though. I didn't expect that. Not any SmackDown guys. What's going on here?
Well, what Bert said, you had a fatal four-way that had four SmackDown guys.
It's such a
weird... You had a U.S. championship match with two SmackDown guys.
Is Logan technically a SmackDown? Yeah, Logan's technically a SmackDown.
Technically, I think US so.
Titles on Being SmackDown. That he's the U.S. champion, yeah.
The tag team.
Yeah, so that's six SmackDown guys in the previous two matches. Yeah,
then you had four of them show up at ringside to cause a ruckus.
Right.
This is weird.
Yeah.
Karrion Kross for being in it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Scarlett.
And AOP came out.
Nah. Yeah. This is great. AOP.
The final testament.
This is great.
By the way, on a side note, I love the little production aspects that were in this year's Rumble, like the C4 when it got to 4 seconds.
Yeah.
And then just the new camera angles from above.
Yes,
those were fun.
No, I like the setup of the. I used to not be a fan of it. But what do you guys think of like the baseball stadium being like? This was at Tropicana Field, right, where the race. Yeah,
correct.
Yep.
And years past is one of like the where the Astros play.
At Astros was 2020.
Where were they? Not counting the Thunderdome one, but the recent ones have all been in baseball stadiums, right? That's like the thing.
Correct. I think that we had discussed this at some point that the Rumbles were all going to be baseball stadiums to get that like weird angle.
I kind of like that dugout entrance type of thing. It's kind of cool to fit that type of match. I would say you don't need to do it for every single pay-per-view. I think for the Rumble, it kind of works. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
So I would think that's the way to go though, too. I guess it stinks because the placement too, it's kind of hard, but this is what it is now. You want to sell tickets. That's the Rumble's one of the bigger pay-per-views. That's going to be. So like football stadiums are for wrestling.
I was mad.
About what?
Bleacher seats were like $300.
Yeah, that's gonna catch it on a giant TV too. So football's for WrestleMania, baseball is for Royal Rumble. Money in the Bank is for all the all the papers are now gonna be international or at big stadiums now because this is what it is.
That's
the money now. It's a big type of thing. So
yeah.
So this is me to see Dom. Can you imagine if that if Dom?
Oh my god.
The list of the three messes who were in the longest. I want to double check who was the longest in the match. I want to double check the three on there too, because I like looking at these random stats like that too. Yeah, I want to double check on that. The three longest was it was Jay 50 minutes, Cody Rhodes 43, and Jimmy was 34. Okay. Rather than was Dirty Dom at 30.
Reading through the comments between Brian and Dan, that would have been a fun match.
Brock versus Dom.
Yeah. R-Truth is a national treasure.
Yes, he is.
Entrances was like the MSG one was kind of cool where it was like the camera was like you looked straight ahead and the entrance was right there. It was like 2008 and 2000, like that type. And that was cool too. That worked. We had the John Cena one was good too. But also I think of Royal Rumble 2000 where you hear Bob Backlund's music. You go, what the hell is Bob Backlund
doing?
He walks out like this. Regrets. Top Royal Rumble funny moment.
I do enjoy that they've shortened the entrance for the Rumble up a little bit.
Yeah.
It used to be like way too long.
Remember back in 2017, that long entrance too. Did you know also backstory to that? Do you know the bigger wrestlers? Do you notice they didn't show them coming down the ring?
Because they got a golf cart ride.
I never knew that until like a few weeks ago when I saw a video on that. Yep. And there's like releases of Big E on like a scooter or whatever. It's like kind of funny too. I'm like, how do all these guys get in there that fast? But you see like there's smaller guys running down there too. he's still also Curtis Axel's never been eliminated for the Royal Rumble, by the way.
No, he hasn't.
He still has yet to be. eliminated too. They've been using the same, like, they've been using the same. Yeah, this is kind of the wave now. They're trying to changing things up too. At least they're making different wrestling pay-per-view entrances.
Yeah.
Yeah. Five events still. But the main thing, so CM Punk losing. We thought Punk was going to win. What did you guys think of Cody being a two-time back-to-back Rumble winner?
You know, I had a feeling, just because they kept mentioning Stone Cold 26 years ago.
Mm.
And I was like, there's some announcer shenanigans afoot.
Yeah.
That, and I was doing my darndest to stay off social media because I was stuck at work for the last 2 days. And I scrolled ever so fastly past the picture of Cody. I'm like, crap, I don't want that to be it, but that's probably it.
I just knew when they were referencing all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're not doing Rock Roman at Mania, then Cody makes sense. And you know, I kind of had a bit of a feeling once Roman won, I was like, okay, that increases the likelihood that it's going to be Cody that wins.
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes.
He's gonna finish the story.
I hope he does.
Love God.
I like how he's joking about it.
Yeah, like, I
that's fine. It's a callback. Do it. Call back to funny stuff like that, yeah. You know?
This was kind of a nice twist because I kept seeing so many like Twitter posts and like stuff on social media that there was no intention for Cody to headline WrestleMania or finish the story.
That's what it was very recent. That was like last week they talked about it, and then all of a sudden it happened. So. It's like,
guess
weird.
What? We're gonna get the next chapter. At the very least.
Well, we don't know. Did he have confirmed challenging Roman Reigns? We don't know yet. Did he confirm?
It's true.
Yes.
No, he, if anything, he confirms it tonight.
No, he confirmed it.
At the press conference?
He confirmed it?
Yeah, at the press conference, he said he's going Roman.
So then that's what I say. I don't mind him winning, but this means he has to beat Roman now. Like, this has to be
it. Yeah, this has
surely.
So
he has to beat him, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Probably night one of Mania should be Rock versus Roman and mid Cody. Just Roman who headlines to WrestleMania too. You know, why not? So, because we thought if this wasn't for the injury, and now we're going to get to that, we would have been Punk versus Rollins. Now, Punk's out with a torn triceps, and that takes some time to recover, a torn triceps.
Right? Like, I saw it's about 4 to 6 weeks, at least.
Months.
He has
to have it surgically reattached.
That's what it is. It's not just
so
like
it's 4 to 6.
It's like a bone. It's your muscle. It's like
I still am not going to put complete doubt in the fact that he's going to make it.
No, if he doesn't wrestle, obviously, because he still got time. What's WrestleMania in March, right?
April 1st and April 2nd.
So you got some time. It's very close. You know what I mean? If you want,
got
to.
2 months. Technically, he's not supposed to be back until Money in the Bank now.
Yeah.
He's supposed to talk about it.
We don't know fully. So tonight. 4 to 6 months, if it's bad, 6 to 8 weeks, if it's not fully torn. We don't know. We didn't say like fully torn off the, you know, fully completely, like completely. Had
to,
like.
Yeah, he. I was talking to Fonz before the show, Mike, and he's supposed to address the injury tonight. So we'll find out more. At 8 o'clock.
I know all of the injuries he's talked about wrestling through.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's not as young as he was then, but if anybody's going to wrestle through these injuries, I feel like it might be Punk.
Yeah. And he's not going to not go to WrestleMania after coming back. And he's not going to wait a full year, you know, cause we don't know.
They'll do something with him.
Cause he might not want to wrestle for the member. He said he's talking about hinting, like wanting to like step away at some point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Else? So I have no idea. Overall, I wish Punk won, but listen, if Cody won, still good two choices, but he has to finish the story. He has to finish the story. So it kind of ties in because now we got to talk about it. Goes to the Royal WrestleMania. This is a fact I learned about this Royal Rumble. This was the first premium live event that neither McMahon was in charge of it. Like, not a single McMahon was working at this event, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah. Not like I'm saying not, I know Hunter Paul Levesque is married into the McMahon family. But I'm saying like a, like Vince, Linda, Shane, and Stephanie. Like not a single McMahon was in, was working this event too. Which is which? Hmm. Did you ever think we were going to say that at this point?
No,
no.
Very, very weird. And I guess do I have to talk about this? Vince McMahon is resigned
again.
And this looks like a legit thing.
Is it?
It should be. It should be.
Bit like reading the details of the current lawsuit. And if you aren't aware of the current lawsuit, go look it up. Yeah, read it for yourself. It's really. Ugh.
This, so this, it's happened in the past, but nothing came out of it. He came back and he literally came back to SmackDown and did like a big like F you to everybody in the crowd or whatever too. Mm-hmm. And then now months or I think it was like a year later, now this is like the texts have been released and everything too. And this seems like this is very, very like a serious thing. So he resigned from Endeavor TKO. Like he's done too.
It's a 66 page lawsuit.
Long, it's a long lawsuit. Yeah,
it's and a long lawsuit.
There's screenshots of the text that happened too. So this is like a legit thing. And now Brock Lesnar was also involved too. So this is a little bit of a little bit of a crazy thing that's happening too, which is.
I'm not sure why Brock moved to Canada.
Yeah, this might be why. Yeah, I just I don't know how else to go forward with this, but this is just a new era in WWE, which one that we did not expect.
Yes, and since the announcement of his retirement and the announcement of the lawsuit, PW Insider was reporting that Endeavor is looking to clean house.
They should.
Yeah.
They should. If you want to do a new era of WWE, which has been on the right path since Vince McMahon stepped down with Triple H taking over too, they're going to have to clean like every sort of loose end and whatever was involved in this entire thing. Yeah, and they
like that
should.
Like anybody, they were looking at anyone that was close to McMahon.
As they should. I mean, this is just like, this is horrible that happened too. So this is like kind of the tie-in with the road to wrestling. So it's a new era. Literally, this is now really a new era. WrestleMania, a lot of different questions, but this is exciting. Even Triple H, Road to WrestleMania, saying Royal Rumble, the wrestling aspect stuff. More with more deals come out with the McMahon thing. I guess
I mean it's a new era for wrestling. Starting next year, we go to Netflix.
Oh yeah, we should probably even talk about too. So that next year, 2025, I think it's a 10-year deal, $5 billion.
Yep.
For Netflix, so. They're gonna stream it live, right, on Mondays.
It's yep,
gonna
be- I believe so.
So yeah. They're gonna, so it's not. It's still gonna be the longest running weekly television show, technically. Right. But it's on Netflix now because Netflix. I don't think, if I'm not mistaken, Netflix has never done any live shows. It's been like they've been released like weekly. Like obviously, if a new episode comes out,
this is a part of them really trying to get into live shows starting next year.
But this is a we're gonna see all streaming. Like Peacock was doing it with the NFL games. Like you're gonna see all this happening too. And I made a prediction a while back that the Super Bowl is gonna be on a streaming service in the future. I really do think that, not this year, but I think next year or 2 years from now, it'll be exclusively on Peacock. They're gonna try to do something like that. And also, I would love to see a TV show of people trying to sign up for Peacock to watch the Super Bowl. I would pay to watch that. That'd be hilarious.
By the way, not to keep jumping around from topic to topic, but Dan's got a good point.
With the Endeavor thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so Endeavor said if the Saudi deal could be scrapped, if Vince making the deal is too much for the new image, that could be huge too. Like they signed a big deal with Saudi Arabia also. So that's going to be a whole. So live ad free, even if you don't have the ad free version too, because it's so like they're gonna like, how's it gonna work? Are they still gonna have the commercials and everything too? It's gonna be like a regular broad, so not even gonna be like a regular.
No, it's gonna be it's Monday Night Raw starting next year is ad free.
So it's literally gonna be from 7 to 11. No, I'm sorry, 8 to 11.
8 to 11.
They're gonna expand to 4 hours. They're gonna expand it to 4 hours. I just know that for a fact.
I can barely do 3 hours.
They're gonna do Raw Underground. Yes, bring back Raw Underground. So are they gonna put past Raws on Netflix too?
I believe so.
Or is it still gonna be on how's that gonna work though? Because Peacock has all the past Raw.
Well, the network is going away.
Peacock.
No. The WWE network at WWE the end of the year network. Is done.
Talk about on Peacock or just the actual WWE network itself?
No, WWE network, the actual network is done in U.S. soil.
Well, it's already been done because everything was on Peacock anyways. The only WWE network was on like other countries. right? So I'm so confused.
Be very confused.
It's replacing Hulu deal for storing those. Where's main event going? Also, Raw doesn't have a home from so I don't even know what they're gonna do with that too. Because I think SmackDown's moving to USA Network too, right? Because they're getting
correct. And then I believe I saw NXT is going to CW.
So is TNA going back to Spike TV?
Could be.
Spike TV is not even a thing anymore.
I wanted to, Hulu had Raw the next day, and Peacock will get them. Okay, yeah. It's just so crazy how much is changing in wrestling too. It's not the old good old days where it was $9.99 a month for the WWE Network. That was the good old days, right? That's when things were simple.
That's when things were simple and we knew where to go.
Yeah, now or YouTube or whatever too. I have no. It's a lot of different stuff. This is the whole road to WrestleMania too, right? Who's excited for it?
Woohoo!
We got the title matches somewhat set up too. What other things? So every title is gonna. When it gets close, we'll talk about it. But I hope every title is somewhat defended, right? Can we hope that maybe?
Can we? We have Gunther holding the title. Hopefully, we'll get an IC title defense.
Hopefully,
can we get the IC title ladder match? Can we get one ladder match at WrestleMania? I would like a traditional one ladder match.
No,
please.
So I'm trying to think. I'm going to put the what's the WrestleMania card as of now too. If there's anything set in stone for that too.
Well, there's one thing we forgot that we might want to go over.
What is it?
Vengeance Day is on.
Yeah, Vengeance Day is on Sunday.
Oh, it's this. Oh, I thought it was the following week too.
No.
Oh,
my gosh. Oh, I have the card.
All right, we'll pull up the card, then we'll go to the end of the show with the bonk list, everybody.
All righty. So far we have 5 matches on the card in no particular order.
Mm-hmm.
We have Baron Corbin and Bron Breakker in the finals of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic.
Oh, I forgot that one thing.
Yep.
Yes. Baron and Bron defeated Gallus, consisting of Mark Coffey and Wolfgang, and Axiom and Nathan Frazier. Their opponent will be decided, I'm assuming, Tuesday. It is between the Latino World Order, consisting of Cruz del Toro and Joaquin Wilde, and Carmelo and Trick.
What the Trick?
Is this like a classic where like they were rivals and now they're teaming up to win? It's going to be Breakker versus Corbin. Is that what's going to happen? I would love to have Trick and Carmelo win. That'd be good. But they're going to have Corbin. It's going to be the classic rivals turn friends to turn teammates, right? That's going to be the thing.
I don't know if Hayes and Trick are going to win their semifinal match.
You think Latino World Order would win?
Yeah, because if they're moving Melo fully to SmackDown.
And Trick's got a match later in the card.
Yes, he does.
I'm just like confused with this whole truth. I didn't even realize that the Dusty Rhodes tag team. It used to be such a legit thing, and now I feel like just throw a bunch of tag. Mike, they just throw them in a tag team, right?
Throw them in a tag
team. Yeah, Fonz, you want to hear the tag teams that were in this classic?
I would love to hear this. Let's hear it.
So, as I mentioned, it was Baron Corbin and Bron Breakker.
Mm-hmm.
Gallus.
That's a legit tag team.
Axiom and Nathan Frazier.
Random boys. Well, they're random. I think they've tagged before, right? They've had to.
Hank Walker and Tank Ledger.
I
think that is a tag team. They just haven't named them yet.
Yeah.
We're gonna name them.
One of them is Regal's son.
No.
No? Okay.
Charlie Dempsey is.
Regal's back in NXT, by the way. Who saw that?
He is. Yes.
and The Rock's daughter is the GM.
Why not, right?
Then we had Chase University with Duke Hudson and Riley Osborne.
Still a team.
Latino World Order, Carmelo and Trick, and then Idris Inofe and Malik Blade.
That sounds like a generic team from WWE 2K's My Rise or whatever.
That
was Baron Blade. That was his name. Baron Blade.
But yeah, those were the tag teams in this year's classic.
Constable Corbin and Bron Breakker.
And Baron and Bron won via pinfall at 10 minutes 54 seconds. Axiom and Nathan won via pinfall at 4 minutes and 45 seconds.
That's short.
Latino World Order won via pinfall at 9 minutes 43 seconds.
9 minutes too long.
And Carmelo and Trick won via pinfall at 12:08.
Damn.
And then Braun and Baron beat Axiom and Nathan Frazier at 12:04 via pinfall.
Well, they're more a legit tag team. That wouldn't make sense. So think about it. What's the show? What's NXT? How long is NXT again?
2 hours.
2 hours.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. Yeah, you can, that's a good time.
Moving down the card for the NXT Women's Championship, it is Lyra Valkyria versus Roxanne Perez.
Valkyria, I think Perez is going to the main roster.
Yeah, agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Then for the NXT North American Championship, it is Oba Femi versus Dragon Lee.
Oba Femi won the title, right?
Yeah, he is the champion going into the match.
Former shot putter, I know that. That's then like who was an Olympic shot putter. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Neither did I. Then we have our championship match between Trick Williams and Ilya Dragunov.
I really want Trick to win, but it's going to be Dragunov. But yeah, it's going to be a very, very good match.
It's going to be a good match.
Then finally, we have a six-man mixed tag match.
Great.
Between the family, consisting of Tony D'Angelo, Stax, and Adriana Rizzo.
Oh, boy.
They're Italian.
They are facing OTM, consisting of Lucian Price, Bronco Nima, and Jada Parker.
With
Scripps, a.k.a. Reggie.
The family, I guess.
I guess.
I don't.
Well, seeing as they have more Wikipedia pages on their side than OTM does.
How many, yeah. By the way, just who has more Wikipedia stuff? Family. Vengeance Day?
Dan says Hayes is going to cost Dragunov the match.
You think your Trick's going to win?
Are we sure? They could go one of two ways. Either Hayes and Trick remain friends and Hayes costs Dragunov the match, or Hayes and Trick lose at some point in this tag team thing and aren't friends anymore.
Something to ponder at, everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else we need to ponder about?
What?
That list.
I'm going to get to it. So a while back, I decided to keep a login of everything that happened from episode 64. We started the bonk list. If you guys know what bonk means, look it up. I'm not going to keep going about it too. Mm-hmm. So the bonk list, it's things that we've said that are, pretty much what you think it is too. So I have them all here for episode 64. The last thing actually on here is from 91. We were actually pretty good from 92 to now. We were actually pretty good. So this is what happened from 2023. Ready to go. Starting with episode 64. I have literally episode, person, what happened. So first one, episode 64, Fonz and Mike talked about Sable and Tori Wilson.
Fair enough.
I remember that very well.
Yeah.
Following that episode, Mike sang My Girl in regards to Liv Morgan.
I did do that, didn't I?
You did. Episode 65 was just one thing. Mike said he was the...
Mike, oh, God.
Mike put Liv Morgan and baby oil in the same sentence. We might get canceled for this. Episode 66. Mike simply responded to a Gigi versus JC match by saying, ah.
Noticing a theme here.
Mike also said JC is quote unquote not bad, but also saying she's not Gigi Dolan. Albert on episode 67 said, Albert on 67 was playing the Vince McMahon sound of I want more audio during the JC and Gigi match recap.
That's probably why my soundboard broke.
Now, Fonz has three things on here. Having to mention Billy Kidman was married to Tori Wilson, followed by their divorce and being happy about that. And then also, quote unquote, saying, speaking of the ass man, Tori Wilson managed Billy Gunn. Don't know why I did that. And I also said the Playboy evening gown match for WrestleMania 20 is a guilty pleasure of mine.
I do remember you saying that.
Albert on episode 68 said Bailey has nice quote unquote assets.
Probably did say this.
Yeah. Episode 69. I started the episode by saying this is a nice episode.
Yep, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Mike also said Stacey Keibler has nice legs. This is really not
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. Mike also said we're all winners in the NXT Women's Championship ladder match. What was that?
We all were winners.
What episode was that? I don't even remember. Episode 70. Albert was coughing Gigi when talking about buying talent if we had $9.3 billion.
Huh?
Yeah. Mike on 71 said Jillian Brooks is known for two reasons. I don't remember. Who's Jillian Brooks? I don't remember Jillian Brooks. What was that? I don't know.
Hold on.
The same episode, Daniel Bakely, first one outside of us, said Trish Stratus is there for two reasons.
Mm.
So.
Oh, wait, hold on. I think I know who you mean. it's not Jillian Brooks, it's Tracy Brooks.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Look it up, people. On episode 74, Mike saying he's a fan of Kevin Thor, but implied because it was only because of Ariel.
There's no implication about it.
the bonk list brought to you by Liquid Death.
It's not technically sponsored, but if you'd like to.
We have a few more. There's not as many as I thought for me, but the mind that I mentioned were like very outlandish. So that's what it is. So Bert on 75, Bert picking Brock to be the Money in the Bank winner in 2019, because he likes quote unquote, big meaty men.
What?
You said that you picked Brock to win at the time. I remember this clearly. Okay. Vaughn's saying on episode 76, Michael Zhao will be good in the AEW Money in the Bank ladder match because the ladder will be.
Because the ladder be what?
Well, that too. Greasy. I said Nakazawa will be good in that match because the ladder will be greasy.
Oh, great.
All right. Fonz on episode 77 saying, quote unquote, when Mike said Melina versus Tori Wilson in a bra and panties match, had Great American Bash with Candice Michelle as referee. That's all I had. Mike on episode 81 said he liked Margot Robbie for other things, followed by Alexa Bliss.
Okay.
Fonz on the same episode mentioning Tori versus the Cat at SummerSlam 2000. Just mentioning that match. That's all. We had no context for that. Now the last three, four are Mike, and that's it.
Mike
on 83 said something about Tori Wilson that I forgot to write about. I actually don't remember, but he did say something about Tori Wilson. I didn't write it down. Okay. Mike on 89 said something about Rhea Ripley and nice in the same sentence.
Okay.
Mike on episode 89, saying the PWI top 100, he raised his eyebrows when he said number 69.
Oh, yeah, I did do that.
Now, there's actually two more on 91. That's it. Mike said, going to be more than a sweep in regards to a Gigi Dolan match.
Okay.
And the last one, he said, hot Mike when regards to Liv Morgan. That's all I have on the box.
Okay.
That's all we got, by the way. That was good, right?
Yeah, we calmed down in the last few episodes.
So I was pretty bad. I was also pretty bad in a couple of them. Let's just throw it out there.
Yeah,
it's a good. It was a good Playboy Even Got match. Anywho,
was.
This is it for the episode. I think we're wrapping up here. The road to WrestleMania ending off with the bonk list.
Yep. Yeah. I think that's a good way to cap off the road to WrestleMania.
All right, guys. Well, this is a good episode 100 here too. Yes. You guys check out everything else. A review and preview. We got other shows here in the lineup too. We roll moving and grooving for this year. We got a lot of good stuff planned here. So Mike, tell the people where you can find everybody and give us some final words.
Yes. So thank you everybody for watching or listening wherever and whenever you may be. We appreciate your love and support because we are the fans that do this for the fans. And we love that you love our show. If you enjoy what we do, check us out on the other stuff we do. Fonz has Slick Back Kickback Report, as well as Fonz Talks Jerseys. He's putting out great content over there. Go check it out. It's fantastic. Go Ravens. Pain. Spain minus the S.
I'm so close to removing you from here, but go ahead.
Albert has a YouTube channel. I believe it is under the name Grillbert Supreme, as it remains. He has a bunch of great videos on there that he himself has put together. One includes a comic convention compilation video that he himself edited and put together. It's a great time. Go check that out. And also, there is a short film on there in which our very own Fonz has magic powers. He has said that when the three of us are finally able to get together, that he has a plan for us regarding pro wrestling. I'm excited about that. So stay tuned to see that whenever we are able to get that shot. And if you like me for some reason, which you have shown that you do, and I appreciate that, check me out on Cinco Squad. We got new episodes coming out weekly. We got the rotation coming back. We got some special stuff coming up. So yeah, come check us out on Cinco Squad. Follow us on all platforms, wherever you get your podcasts, wherever, whatever social media platform you're on, we're on.
Right on. Bert, final words.
Thank you everyone for watching. We love and appreciate you. Let's go 100 episodes.
Yeah.
100. I want 100 more. And it's just good to be back.
No, it is very, very good to be back. I'm going to read some comments here on my video posting about the Ravens that they got by the Chiefs too. Okay, so here's a quick one. I said that the refs were to blame for part of this too. Chiefs have done that as well. It's hard to fathom why they wouldn't be the team they were all year when they needed to be that team the most. Next year, bring it again. Chiefs will be waiting. Okay. At least y'all have an MVP running back. Wow, your take didn't age well. Ravens are thugs. Chris Jones was tripped in the end zone. That was BS. And also, hey, guess what? So that's a couple of other things. And someone said, nice. How did that work out for you, buddy? So this is just a state of, listen, at least I've responded to it by saying, listen, they played like crap, but there's also part, I factored in the refs a little bit, yeah. But I said that, hey, they played like crap. Mm-hmm. So I did both. Everything else, you can follow Slick Back, Cinco Squad, Review and Preview, Grilbert Supreme, my sadness if you want to, too, if you want to
follow Fonz and Sadness.
Yeah, Slick Back, Kickback on Instagram if you want to comment the sadness. That's fine. Listen, if it gets the viewership up, that's fine. That's all we care about.
Right?
any press is good press, right? It's played out because he can actually pass the ball. So, you know, if Lamar, Lamar scored on this pass to himself,
oh my God,
that was so close. It was close. Todd Monken, I don't know what's going on. Something was a little bit iffy about that, by the way. It's only 8 running plays. What are you doing? I don't understand that, too. And the Ravens defensive coordinator might leave to go to either the Commanders or Seattle. I don't want him to leave, but, you know, we'll see what happens. But that's it for everything else here with Four Corners. We'll be back next week with some more wrestling stuff. Guys, what do we do when we get on out of here? What's the last thing we do?
I believe we do this.
We finished the story.
The story.
Woohoo! I've been waiting so long to say this. Michael Nakazawa!
Yeah.